urlradio.net. The more hits we play, the more hits we get. My name is Jim Walsh. Let me introduce to you, sitting to my left, your right, my wife, Lissa. Not Lisa, and not Melissa. It's Lissa. What kind of name is that?
Well, I'm not sure, actually, what kind of a name it is.
Well, anyway, we like to say, just think Melissa and drop me.
Anyway, welcome to Night Games, everybody. This is our debut, so this is the first time we're doing this.
Our big debut on the radio internet thingy.
Anyway, so what we're doing is Jim is from the East Coast, and he's a Philly boy. He's from Delaware.
From the Philadelphia area.
Right. And I'm from the West Coast, California, San Diego, California. But I've been in Bismarck for over 30 years now. So I've been here for quite a while. And I kept thinking that we were missing something. Number one, you know, thank you to Stacy and Nikki.
Yes.
And Mike and Matt, everybody for welcoming us to the URL family.
A laurel and hearty round of applause to all concerned.
We're very happy to be here, and we're happy that that you folks are along for the ride on our first show. Please forgive us if we make some mistakes, because we're just learning again. So what we're doing is basically it's a relationship show. Jim and I have been married for 3 years, and at the end of this month, we'll have actually been together 7 years. So we've been in relationships, bad ones. We've been in okay ones.
We've been through good times and bad times.
Yes. And so.
And in between times.
Sorry. So. Oh, great. This is fun. So anyway, we need you guys to call us. Otherwise, we're going to talk all night, which we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk for. Just ask Jim. I can talk for hours and hours on end. Seriously, I can.
Yeah.
And it's not because I love the sound of my voice. It's because I'm a communicator.
Yeah.
Which is what most women are, whereas most men are not necessarily communicators. And so.
We grunt a lot.
Yeah. And say it's fine and it's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. It's fine.
So, but anything you want to talk about, give us a call. What's the number, babe?
Area code 701-751-0838.
Right. And although he spent 2 hours getting to know the board and everything, it would be nice to have a phone call so that we can get that right about getting that on the air.
Make sure everything works.
Right. That would be a nice training exercise for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Night Games. And the first thing I wanted to talk about, and let me see if anybody out there has any ideas, make-out music. Okay, now when I was a girl, when I was younger, that was a long time ago, but we won't talk about that. When I was younger, we used to make out in cars. So we'd go park.
They had cars?
We had cars, yes. No, we didn't have dinosaurs. We had cars. It's a good thing. I love you. Anyway, we would make out in cars and get in the back seat. And you turn to your favorite radio station, and you'd get the songs, and that was your background music.
Yeah.
But I believe that every couple should have an MP3 or a CD or something that has...
An iPod.
There we go.
iPod, yeah.
That has songs on it for their personal makeout sessions. And every couple is different. Some couples like to start slow and sexy, and they like to get into the foreplay. And so you can have 3 or 4 songs for the foreplay.
Barry White.
Barry White. I like Barry White. I like Gordon Lightfoot. I got my favorites. And then as things start to build, you know, as the feelings start to build, then you're going to want something a little harder, a little faster, but still with that nice, soulful, loving, romantic feel.
Bum, 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 bum. Only it starts to build. Bum, 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 bum.
And then you're going to get into something even harder and faster. And then you get to the grand event, and it's going to be very hard and very fast, and it's going to come at you great. And then you want a little cool down music for some cuddling, something to. But everybody has their favorite music. If you listen to the radio and a song will come on, and it'll just transport you to a time, to a place, to people. I mean, you'll have the sense. You'll have the smells, everything will be so clear as a bell. Music is one of those things that transports us. It transcends everything in our mind. It really does. It's very cool.
Like for me, it would be a song like If You Leave Me Now by Chicago.
Oh,
summer
I
of
love
1976.
That. Yep. For me, it's Color My World by Chicago.
Yeah.
When was
Chicago.
That?
That was 71, I think. It's my freshman year of high school, so it'd be 71.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I have very fond memories of Color My World. I've made out to Color My World so many times in my life,
yeah.
And it's still, I hear that song, and no matter what I'm doing, I have to slow down and go, oh, yeah, that's just, oh, my gosh, that's so nice.
And there are just certain songs that are timeless. I mean, they could have come out 50 years ago, but you still want to.
Unchained
when
Melody.
Theme from A Summer Place, which they're using in some commercial now.
Yep. So what I'd like to ask, if anybody has any suggestions on makeout songs, think about your own personal relationship. Think about what you like. And tell us, you know, some really good songs for making out, you know, going from foreplay up to the main event and cool down afterwards.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay.
I'd also like to talk about cheating. Why?
Let me give the number again real quick.
Go for it.
701-751-0838.
Yep. I'd like to talk about why cheating. We know Tiger Woods, Jesse James. Who was that governor?
Which one?
Which one? Yeah, that's kind of the question. Anyway.
South Carolina.
There you go. A lot of people cheat, and there's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we hear things statistically as to why people cheat. But it would be nice to hear why people cheat. Now, I've had guys cheat on me. It's happened.
Not me.
I don't like it. No, not you, love. I don't like it, but, you know, it happens. And so it's something we should probably talk about as well.
Yeah.
Also, if anybody wants to think, we got a third topic, but we may come up with more. What is the worst thing you've ever done to someone you were dating? The worst thing. And I have a story. I have a personal story that I will share with people who are listening.
You have a story for everything.
I have a story. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm 50 years old. Believe me, I've been around a long time. I've got stories you have no clue about, baby. You're going to learn so much about me on this
show.
We'll
see about that.
Anyway, so give us a call. We're also going to have some really great music.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going
to talk about backseat music. You and I both have selected some stuff we like.
We have, but I think we should put some ground rules on that, frankly.
Do tell.
You want more music.
Yeah.
We got a call. Hey, we got a call.
I do believe. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, keep
Good
keep
evening.
Bringing.
You're on urlradio.net.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering how many nights a week couples should have sex.
Oh, my gosh.
To me, the answer, and again, I'm hardly an authority. I'm not even a lawyer. I don't play one on television. But
how about the radio?
Well, yeah, okay. You know, it's the old joke that somebody asked Abraham Lincoln how long your legs should be, and he said long enough to reach the ground. In other words, I think it's just a matter of, you know, what feels right for you. Now, I realize there can be a difference. Actually, this is interesting because in my first marriage, my first wife, was the one who was the horn dog, and it got to be where I was the one who was going, hey, let's take a day off every once in a while. We got into a pattern where we were doing it every other day, and I actually got to the point where I was looking forward to the days off. Ain't that weird?
And that's what it is about guys. You know, we have to remember that some guys have a limit.
Yeah.
It's
Believe it or not, some guys do have a limit.
Yeah, and that's why they make toys. But some guys have a limit. And so, you know, my question would be how many times a day is good? But how many times a week? If you got to go with that, I don't know, 3, 4, 5. It depends upon your personal relationship.
I would think a couple of times a week.
Shut up, sweetheart. Oh. How many times do you have sex a week?
Two.
Two, are you happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you are happy with that, is he happy with that?
I suppose there could be more.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Would you be okay with it, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Depends on how tired.
Yeah. Yeah.